Chapter 3. Family Life. Stephen was about 8 years old when his family moved from London to the city of St. Albans, a little way to the north of London. His parents bought a big house there, but it needed a lot of work before they could live in it. Frank thought that they did not have enough money to pay people to do the work, so he tried to do it all himself. But Frank was not very good at some of these jobs. Frank had a good job, but he was often worried about money, and he hated spending it. He decided that the family did not need a warm house, so it was often very cold. In winter, Frank and his family wore a lot of clothes to keep warm. Many people in St. Albans thought that the Hawking family were a little strange. The family sat down together for dinner, but they often did not talk very much. They were all reading books while they ate. Their car was strange too. The family needed a big car, so Frank bought an old London taxi for just £50. In their new house, Stephen's room was at the top, a long way from the other people in the family. Stephen wanted the room at the top of the house because then he could climb out of the window and go down into the garden. He did not want to leave the house through the front door. He wanted to leave and come back home secretly. He wanted to meet his friends secretly too. Often, nobody in the family knew if he was at home or out with his friends. In the summer holidays, Stephen and his family usually went to a town called Weymouth, by the sea in the southwest of England. His mother and father bought an old caravan here and painted it green. His father made wooden beds in the caravan, and Stephen and his sisters slept there. His parents slept in a tent next to the caravan. One year, Stephen's father went away for about 4 months. He had to go to Africa for his research on tropical diseases. The family did not go to Weymouth that year. While her husband was away, Isabel decided to take her children to stay with a friend in Mallorca, in Spain. Spain was not an easy country to visit in 1950. It was not possible to fly to Mallorca, so Isabel and the children had a long and difficult journey. The family had to take different boats and trains across Europe to get there. Isabel's friend's son had his own teacher, and because Stephen was in Mallorca for 4 months, Isabel asked the teacher to teach him too. But the teacher did not teach the boys very much. He was busy writing a book, and he did not have a lot of time. Stephen did not learn a lot in those months, and 2 years later, at the age of 10, he had to take an exam called the 11+. When children did well in this exam, they could go to a good school at the age of 11. But Stephen did well in the 11 plus exam, and he went to St. Albans School. In this school, students were in different classes, with the best students in the top class. They had to work hard to stay in the top class. Stephen stayed in the top class, but it was not easy for him because he did not always work hard enough. Stephen made some good friends at St. Albans School. They called him Einstein, and they stayed friends with him for many years. Like many young people, Stephen and his friends enjoyed talking about lots of different things. They were very interested in the universe, and they wanted to know about its first few minutes. Stephen invented a lot of games with a friend from St. Albans School. He also built a lot of model boats and planes. When Stephen was older, he thought about this. Maybe he was like his father. "I liked inventing games and building things," he said, "because I wanted to understand everything." One teacher in the school often helped Stephen and his friends. They used parts from a clock and an old telephone and built a computer. Later, Stephen said, "I was very interested in machines and I wanted to understand them. I liked to take them apart and look at them closely. I wanted to see each part, but I wasn't very good at building them again."